Now, without further delay, we humbly invite Sayyid Shahryar Naqvi from the United States of America to address the believers on this Thursday night with his enchanting words, with the topic of his speech being the Islamic role model for women. We invite him with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm al-deen. وَمَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ وَيُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ وَتَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ وتوكلت على الله فإنه خير ناصر ومعين وبه نستعين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم وعلى أهل بيت النبوة ومعدن الرسالة وسفينة النجاة الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في كتاب المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر. Indeed, we have granted you, O Messenger of Allah, Kawthar. Chapter number 108, verse number 1 of the Holy Quran, Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajhum. First and foremost, our condolences to the Imam of the time, the Master of the age, as well as to the heavens and the earth, to all the believers all across the world, to all of you and to your loved ones upon the heartbreaking Shahada and martyrdom anniversary of the highly esteemed and most beloved daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the Lady of Light, Her Eminence, Lady Fatimatu Zahra, salamullah alayha. When we look at the great words of leaders like Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi and Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, may Allah protect his eminence, these great religious, pious, and knowledgeable scholars of truly the highest caliber, these scholars that so beautifully and sincerely manifest the teachings of the Holy Quran and the Seerah and the Sunnah of the Immaculates and the Infallibles alayhimus salam, regarding Her Eminence, the Lady of Light, Lady Fatimatu Zahra, salamullah alayha, we find that they say Her Eminence is a vast ocean of wisdom, and she is a most perfect role model. They say that Her Eminence is truly Al-Kawthar, this endless fountain of divine blessings that worldly words can never be able to describe. And when we look in the past and we look at the words of the Immaculates and the Infallibles, the Ma'sumeen alayhimus salam themselves, we find that they call Her Eminence Umme Abiha. They call her the one who is their intercessor. And they call her the one who, when she is angry, the Almighty Allah is angry. And the one who, when she is pleased, the Almighty Allah is pleased. And so it is truly impossible to be able to speak about Her Eminence in her full status and her full position. But we would very humbly like to put forth just a small drop of the divine ocean that is the Holy Lady, Lady Fatimatu Zahra, salamullah alayha, this Kawthar of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So tonight there are two main themes in the speech that we need to keep in mind as we go forward. One is the idea of the Islamic role model for women, of course, which is manifested in Her Eminence Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha. And yet we find that this divine ocean and this divine Kawthar that is Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayha salam, she isn't limited to being a role model just for women, because in many cases we find that Her Eminence is also a divine role model for men. So this is the first theme. The second theme that we have that we want to keep in mind is the idea of doing what is necessary when Islam needs it the most. And so before I start talking about Her Eminence Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha, I want to briefly speak about two other heavenly ladies that are intimately connected to Her Eminence. And these are two ladies who also present a role model for women and for men. And they are role models who very interestingly did what was necessary when Islam needed it the most. And we continue with A, Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farjum. So I'm going to go relatively fast tonight, so everybody has to try to keep up before it's over. The first role model that I would like to speak about, which is intimately connected to Lady Fatimatu Zahra, salamullah alayha, is of course Her Eminence Ummul Mu'mineen Lady Khadija alayhi salam, the esteemed and honorable and noble mother of Lady Fatimatu Zahra, salamullah alayha. And so Her Eminence Lady Khadija alayhi salam, of course, was a wealthy merchant, and she was known at that age to be the princess of the Quraysh. She was also well known in the society for her modesty and her charity, her piety and her wisdom, her purity and her nobility, her honor, her following the Hanif religion of Prophet Ibrahim, of course, her being the first woman to accept Islam, her love for the message of Islam, and her utmost devotion to wilaya. And as a quick side note, which is relevant to the subject, we learn from Lady Khadija salamullah alayha that when it is necessary, women can and must work outside the home. But where we usually make a mistake when it comes to this understanding is that we make our decision to work outside the home based on our own selfish interests and desires. Or we do so based upon the interests of the capitalist, materialist systems. Systems which, of course, are only out to abuse and take advantage of women and create cheap slaves as their workforce. When in reality, if it is necessary to work outside the home, it must be done for the sake of wilaya. And today, it is necessary for some of our women to work outside the home in places where wilaya needs them to go and work outside the home. So, for example, we find that wilaya needs women to be doctors and nurses and physicians and midwives, catering to the needs of women. It's a very important need in the present day that wilaya needs. Also, wilaya needs women to be teachers and professors and educators, again, catering to the needs of women. This is another place where we need women to come out into the workforce. Wilaya needs women to be scientists and writers and artists and cultural personalities. Wilaya needs women to be the propagators of Islam, again, catering to the needs of women. So we find that wilaya needs women to be in certain positions. But again, the central theme and the overall direction that is given to us by wilaya. And what it is that the wilaya needs from us in the present day and from women. But here, it's important to put a little caveat out there that working outside the home cannot be done at the expense or sacrificing the home itself. The home and the household, the fundamental fortress of Islam, where the future generations of Muslims are educated and they are nurtured, cannot be left unguarded. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he very eloquently says, he says that the most important job that a woman can have is motherhood, it is wifehood, and it is being at the center of tranquility and calm in the family. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajim. So we were talking about the mother of Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayha salam, Lady Khadija alayha salam. So Her Eminence Ummul Mu'mineen, Lady Khadija, as we said, she was a very wealthy merchant. And her caravans made more profit than any of the other caravans in the Arabian Peninsula. It's not an insignificant thing. She was the wealthiest merchant in her age. And she did it all in a Islamic manner, with honesty, with justice, with fairness, with purity. And the miracle here, if you think about it, is that it was done in a Islamic manner even before the proclamation of Islam. And so how do we know that this wealth of Lady Khadija salamullah alayha was a pure wealth? Well, we see that it is the same wealth of Her Eminence Lady Khadija alayhi salam of Ummul Mu'mineen that was later on used to nurture and grow and save and preserve the pure Muhammadan Islam. What pure wealth was that of Lady Khadija alayhi salam, that it fed Islam? Islam grew upon this wealth that Lady Khadija gave. And so is it possible that Islam was nurtured and fed with an impure wealth? And when Islam needed it the most, Ummul Mu'mineen, Lady Khadija salamullah alayha, the mother of Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayhi salam, she gave all of this wealth away for the sake of Islam. What other wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi can be compared to Ummul Mu'mineen, Lady Khadija alayha salam? Her Eminence gave away all of her wealth for the sake of Allah, to the point where in the end, Her Eminence did not even have a burial shroud to her name. And in the present day, where does Islam need our wealth? We're connecting history with the present day. What does Islam need from us and our wealth in the present day? Is it not our religious duty and a religious obligation to help the Palestinian people and the Lebanese people with our wealth? Wilaya has said to us that we must help the Palestinian and the Lebanese people with our wealth. And so we must follow these role models of the pure Muhammadan Islam and give our wealth in these places when Islam needs it the most. And so on one side, we help these oppressed people financially. And on the other side, along with helping these oppressed people financially, we financially boycott the enemies of the Muslims and the enemies of humanity. Boycott all those that have been murdering men, women, and children for well over a year. Boycott all Israeli products. And boycott all companies that are in solidarity with or support the Muslim-killing Zionist regime. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farjam. And so this was the first lady that was intimately connected to Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayha salam. And now moving on to the second lady, who is very intimately connected with Her Eminence, the Lady of Light. And this, of course, is Lady Zainab, salamullah alayha, the very esteemed and beloved daughter of Fatimatu Zahra, alayha salam. Lady Zainab was also well known for her knowledge and her wisdom, her eloquence and her bravery, her generosity and her modesty. Modesty to the point where the sun never saw the shadow of Lady Zainab, salamullah alayha. And Her Eminence is most definitely a role model for women and for men, especially in a very pivotal point in Muslim history when Islam needed it the most. When it was absolutely necessary, we see that Lady Zainab, salamullah alayha, she spoke up to confront the lies and the deceit of the tyrants and of the system of Taghut. Her Eminence spoke up to defend the oppressed. Her Eminence helped to propagate the truth among the crowds of falsehood. Her Eminence helped the oppressed. She clarified the truth and she opposed and exposed the oppressor. And that too under the threat of being killed right then and there. This is sometimes things that we don't think about. The people in the courts of Kufa and Sham were the same people that had just killed Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So they wouldn't have had a problem with killing this woman, Lady Zainab salamullah alayha. And despite this threat to her life, in an incredibly dangerous situation, we see that Her Eminence still spoke up. Why? Because it was what Islam needed the most at that moment. What Islam needed the most. And so in the present day, does Islam not need this standing up from every single one of us? Does Islam not need us to speak up and make our voices heard across the world now when it is needed the most? And where must we stand up and speak in the present day? Is it not, again, our religious duty and our religious obligation to stand up for the oppressed people of Palestine, to stand up for the oppressed people of Lebanon, to stand up for the oppressed people of Yemen, and to even stand up for the globally oppressed that are being oppressed by the systems of the Taghut? Is this not precisely what the esteemed daughter of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, Lady Zainab alayha salam, is this not what we learn from her? To stand up for the global oppressed masses, to stand up against the arrogant powers of the world, to stand up to the taghut systems of the world, and to never fear, and to always be strong, and to clarify the truth for one and for all. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And so finally, we move on to the Lady of Light, Her Eminence, the most beloved and esteemed daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Her Eminence, Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam. Assalamu alayki ya ayyatuhal kawthar. This abundance, and this is Allah the Almighty who is calling it abundance, this great Kawthar. If you think about it, I add, just so that I make it clear, if I say abundance, it is within the limited mind frame that I create, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. If you ask a child about abundance, they give you an even smaller time frame. This is the Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, infinite, everlasting, the first of the first, the last of the last, the creator of absolutely everything, is calling Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha Kawthar, abundance. Her Eminence was well known for her taqwa and her piety, her wisdom, her spirituality, her hard work, her modesty, her eloquence, her nobility, her generosity, her altruism, her courage, her helping the poor, helping the orphan, helping the captive, helping the widow, her care for the neighbor, her concern for the ummah. All qualities that we see Her Eminence inherited from her mother, and qualities that we see she passed on to her daughter. And yes, Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam, she played many important roles in her life. She played a role in the political arena. She played a role in the social arena. She played a role in the propagational and tabligh arena, and she played a role in many other places in her life. But one of Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayha salam's most auspicious and outstanding role is the role of a noble and honorable woman, the role of a devoted wife, and the role of a loving mother. Her auspicious, valuable, divine role in training and educating the next generations, Hassan and Hussein, alayhimus salam, Umm Kulthum and Zainab, peace and blessings upon them. These are not ordinary individuals that were trained by Her Eminence. And Her Eminence was guarding and protecting the fort itself. She was guarding and protecting the home while Imam Ali alayhi salam was fighting the enemies outside of the fortress and the home. And this is the role and the role model for women. And it is this role of Lady Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha in the home which is Islam's fundamental fortress of faith. The home, the house, is Islam's fundamental fortress of faith and iman. And this role of Her Eminence, the Lady of Light, shows us the utmost importance of women in guarding and preserving the home. Speaking about this role again, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he says that housekeeping and raising the children and taking care of one's husband must not be considered a disgrace for women, because it was an honor for Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayha salam. And so it must be an honor for us as well. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farjam. There's one last role of Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayha salam that I would like to humbly speak about. And this is one more auspicious and outstanding role that was played by the Lady of Light. And this is where I conclude tonight. And perhaps this role of Lady Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha is Her Eminence's most outstanding role. And that is the Lady of Light's defense of wilaya when wilaya needed it the most. Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, she went door to door in the city of her father, the city of Madinatun Nabi, reminding the people of their oath of allegiance to wilaya that had occurred in the event of Ghadir. Her Eminence Lady Fatima alayha salam, she went to the masjid of her father, to Masjidun Nabi, and defended wilaya in her sermon of Fadak. And Lady Fatima alayha salam, she defended wilaya in her home, in her fortress, which led to Her Eminence's heartbreaking martyrdom. And so do we not see in the present day that the system of the pure Muhammadan Islam, the divine system of wilaya, the system of wilayatul faqih needs our defense? It needs the defense of every single one of us. We have heard our great leaders say that if the Islamic Republic gets slapped, then Islam will be slapped. They have said that the flag of Islam, the flag of the prophets, the flag of the imams, alayhimus salam, is the flag of the Islamic revolution. And on the other side, do we not see that the enemies of Islam and the enemies of the divine system of wilaya are attacking this divine system from every single side? And so is it not our religious duty, is it not our religious obligation to defend the divine system of wilaya in whatever way that we can? It is the greatest lesson that we have in the defense of wilaya. Her Eminence, Lady Fatimatu Zahra, alayhi salam. This is the Islamic role model for women. This is the Islamic role model for men. This is the Islamic role model for humanity. And this is the Islamic role model, Kauthar. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farjam. And so remember, dear friends, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei has said that the pure Muhammadan Islam is at the offense when it comes to presenting women as role models. The pure Muhammadan Islam is on the offense when it comes to presenting women as role models. And it is the rest of the world, including Western civilization, that must answer to us and must answer to every single woman across the world for demeaning the status of women. It is the West that must be held on trial, not the pure Muhammadan Islam. Because the pure Muhammadan Islam has put forth for humanity the very best of role models, and that is the Kauthar of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the Lady of Light, the leader of the women of paradise, Her Eminence, Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha, sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, ala Muhammad, wa ajjal farajam. In the end, before we continue to the Masaib, there are some du'as that had been requested. Of course, may Allah the Almighty hasten the reappearance of the Imam of the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help and give a quick shifa to all those that are ill and ailing, especially those that have specially requested for the du'as for shifa. May Allah protect the leader and the maraji and the religious scholars, the righteous religious scholars all across the world. May Allah forgive us and forgive our ancestors. May Allah protect us and our generations. And of course, in the end, may we be martyred in the arms of the Imam of the time for the acceptance of all these du'as and all of yours. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajam. Assalamu alayki ya binta Rasulullah. Assalamu alayki ya binta Khadijatul Kubra. Assalamu alayki ya ayyatuhal Kauthar. And so we move on to the heartbreaking Masaib for tonight. The Masaib of Her Eminence, Al-Kawthar, Lady Fatima Zahra, Salamullah Alayha. Truly, she was a very esteemed and beloved daughter of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. He was the Messenger of Allah. He spoke of wahi. He behaved of wahi. He acted of wahi. Everything for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was a revelation. And so when we find that His Eminence would stand up for Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam, His Eminence would seat the Lady of Light where he would sit, His Eminence would kiss the hands of Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam, His Eminence would say that I can smell the perfume of paradise from Fatima Zahra alayha salam. And so this was all happening based upon wahi. I had said in a previous Masaib, in the first 10 days of the month of Muharram, that the Masaib of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is a Masaib that brings one comfort and relief to your heart and to your soul. But I feel like the Masaib of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, it only brings about intense grief and pain. It is difficult to try to find comfort in this Masaib. Yes, men are in the battlefield. They get attacked by the enemy. They get cut by swords. They get pierced by arrows. They get hit with spears. Shields are broken. The screams of the enemy can be heard. After all, it is a battle. It is a war. Man to man, warrior to warrior, fighter to fighter. But Fatimatu Zahra, she was not in a battlefield. Fatimatu Zahra, she had nothing to defend herself with. Fatimatu Zahra had no sword. Bibi had no sword. Bibi, she had no shield. There was only a heavy door and a sharp nail and an unborn child and some broken. I tell you of a story before the story of the door on fire. Shaheed Jafar At-Tayyar's widow, Lady Asma bint Umais, she relates that Allah's messenger came to our home one day and he asked, "Where are Ja'far's children?" Lady Asma bint Umais says, she brought the children of Ja'far At-Tayyar to the messenger of Allah and he hugged them and he placed his blessed hand upon their heads and he smelled these children, and then the messenger of Allah's eyes, they began to shed tears. His eminence began to cry, hugging the orphans of Ja'far At-Tayyar. Lady Asma bint Umais says, "O messenger of Allah, what has happened? Have you heard something about Ja'far?" The Holy Prophet replies while crying, "Yes, I have, O Asma. Ja'far was martyred today." Asma bint Umais stands up and she begins to scream and she begins to cry, and the women come to comfort her and offer their condolences. The Holy Prophet began to say, "Oh Asma, stay calm." And then the Holy Prophet said, "Oh Asma, will you not rejoice? Indeed, Allah the Most Exalted has given two wings to Ja'far so that he may fly with them in paradise. And now I tell you the Masaib. You must have been thinking, what kind of Masaib is this? And this is the Masaib, Bibi's gift to you all on this night. May Allah forgive us." Then the messenger of Allah says to his beloved daughter, Lady Fatimatu Zahra, O Fatima, prepare some food for the family of Ja'far, for the widow of Ja'far, for the orphans of Ja'far, and take care of them, O Fatima, for they are preoccupied on this day, and they are worried on this day. Ya Imam al-Asr wa Zaman, Ya Imam al-Asr wa Zaman, firewood has now been set on fire. The door is being kicked open. Fatimatu Zahra is caught between a wall and a door. It is said that there was a sharp nail. It is said that Mohsen has been lost. It is said that the ribs were. And after some days of being bedridden, Fatimatu Zahra get up to do the housework. The small children, Hassan and Hussein, Umm Kulthum and Zainab, cheerful that mother is now walking around. Perhaps Bibi has recovered. Allah, you have answered our prayers. Amma, you are going to be okay. I have never heard of Mawla Ali tripping in any of his battles, but Mawla, he trips and he falls. As he is told that Fatimatu Zahra is breathing her last, I have heard that Fatimatu Zahra had breathed her final breaths, but then she opened her arms for her son Hussein, the last embrace of your mother, and then a painful ghusl, and the screams and cries of Haydar Karrar, a burial in the dark of night.
night, a lonely home without a mother, and a life without the amana of Rasulullah, a life without Fatimatu Zahra. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.